Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $79.69 per barrel to $77.62 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate dropped from $74.73 per barrel to $73.20 per barrel. Americans have embraced meal kit services, where all of the ingredients for a tasty dinner are delivered to your doorstep. But most national options aren't widely or easily available in Alaska. Now, two Anchorage businesses are filling the niche with similar models, and they're both working to expand in rural Alaska. Emily Brown is double-checking an order piled high on a cart. She's the administrative assistant at Alaska Dinner Factory. Italian focaccia sandwiches, cauliflower shrimp tacos, and beef fajitas are piled high. Alaska Dinner Factory is an Alaska-based meal delivery service. Customers sign up for a monthly subscription and have meals delivered or can try it out with a trial. They do all the shopping, preparation, and chopping, leaving minimal work to the customer. Alaska Dinner Factory started in 2006 after the owner realized that cooking takes away from family time. Brown says their subscriptions are most popular among families.
A lot of people don't think about how valuable that time at the end of the day just sitting together at the dinner table is. So that's the whole goal, is just bringing people back together and saying, hey, how was your day? What happened today? And food just makes it so much more comfortable.
But it's not just families. Brown has noticed an uptick in elderly couples ordering frozen meals. All meals are made to order, which results in minimal food waste. Their menu rotates 14 different entrees each month. Her family dinners feed 6 people and cost about $35. The company delivers around 3,500 meals each month. Meals require minimal cooking on the stovetop, in the oven, or a crock pot. They're all packaged with clear cooking instructions.
The most amount of work you're putting into it is boiling some water to cook some pasta and then heating up the other ingredients to throw together.
Alaska Dinner Factory began shipping to rural communities in 2022. Brown says rural orders don't account for a large portion of sales, but they have regular customers in Kodiak, Wrangell, and Nome. Delivery has extended to include smaller communities like Brevik Mission and Adak, where food costs are significantly higher. They're not the only meal service that ships rural. Feed Me AK is an individual meal prep service and ships wherever Alaska Airlines flies. Instead of larger portions, Feed Me sells individual microwavable meals for as little as $10.50. Amber Rotar opened her business in 2017. She says there's many reasons why someone might opt for a pre-made meal.
Meal prep is kind of considered like a luxury item, because if you get down to it, you can do it yourself.
Rotar was a bodybuilder who used to meticulously plan and prepare her meals. A friend suggested she turn it into a business. Originally, she thought other bodybuilders would make up the bulk of her customers, but she says they're most popular among working professionals. She says meal preparation takes a lot of time and patience.
The best reason I ever got from somebody was a woman who had raised like 6 or 7 kids. And she's like, they're gone now. And it is just as many dishes for me to make dinner for me as it was for 7 people, and I'm not into it.
Both Rotar and Brown have lots of competition. There are plenty of options for convenient meals, like restaurant takeout or the ready-to-eat deli at the grocery store. But Rotar says those options aren't often as healthy as home-cooked meals. Each of her meals are sold with a nutrition sheet, so customers know how many calories and how much protein, fat, and carbs they're consuming. She says she doesn't sacrifice flavor for nutrition.
I want people to have good, healthy, enjoyable food. So So I hope that comes across not only in what I make, but actually care about what I produce and I care about the people that use my service.
Rotar is looking to expand. She's working to add more pickup locations on the Kenai Peninsula and hopes to sell them wholesale to coffee shops and gyms in the near future. In Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.